actions along the way, we must ensure that the connection remains. So again, we're coming back to the top, to the same topic. Each and every day, we need to be concerned about it. And also throughout the day and throughout the night, it doesn't matter when, a person should constantly check himself. Where is he? What percentage or how much power does he grip faith above reason, meaning he tries to see the world through the qualities of the Creator, the qualities of bestowal, and he rises higher and higher with that above the qualities of man, the qualities of the created being, the qualities of reception. Why is that so important? It is important because this expresses our dvekut, our adhesion. This expresses the Adam in us, that we were actually created for that. We exist for that, in order to reach the degree of the Creator, to reach dvekut. And it's the very same thing is expressed by these three words, faith above reason. So let's read, and let's try as much as possible to enter into it and explain it.
We'll read again, excerpt 39. The izdekhut of the masach, which occurs in the potzuf, causes the departure of the light, too. And the reason is that after the tzimtzum, the light is captured only in the kli of the masach, which is a rejecting force.
This means that if a person is inside of his ego, then he doesn't have a masach, a screen, no tzimtzum, restriction, or no masach, so he doesn't reject the upper light. He wants to be in knowledge, in reason, to attain, to understand, to feel, to swallow up, in short, the whole of reality, spiritual reality. And this is the opposite of the ability to attain the spiritual reality. The spiritual reality is the Creator. It is the quality of His soul. And they can be attained only according to identification, equivalence of form, only according to how much in a person exists the same bestowal, the same degree of bestowal as the Creator. To that extent, the person begins to feel the Creator, because everything follows equivalence of form. Everything is according to equivalence, according to mutual understanding that exists between a person and the Creator. Therefore, all of our work, in the end, is only to build the kli. And our kli is a kli, a vessel of bestowal. It is called faith, bestowal, above reason, that it is above reception. So, the purification of the masach that happens in the partzuf, he's telling us what is happening in the spiritual partzuf. Through this, this causes the departure of the light too, and the reason is that after the tzimtzum, the restriction is light is captured only in the kli of the masach, which is the rejecting force. And this is the essence of the kli. Meaning the essence of the kli is the rejecting force that I don't want to receive. What does it mean I don't want to receive? I don't want to be inside of my vessels of reception. I want to be similar to the Creator, above my reason, above what I can understand and think and feel in my natural kelim vessels. Those were given to me only in order for me to rise above them, for me to push them away, similarly disregard them, so that I will ascend above them to the degree of faith, to a degree where I want to replace my thoughts to the thoughts of the Creator, my desires to the desires of the Creator, my outlook to the outlook of the Creator. I want to replace myself, all of the fulfillments in me that are filled up out of my ego, out of my will to receive. I want to start to feel reality the way that the Creator feels it. This is called to be in faith above reason, meaning through love, through bestowal. This is the essence of the kli, the rejecting force, our rejecting force. When the kli, that kli departs, the light departs too. If there is no rejecting force, then the light also departs and we do not feel spirituality. This means that a kli is considered faith above reason. And then, if a person has faith above reason, that he rejects his own reason and he wants to feel reality like the Creator through the force of bestowal, then the light appears. When the light appears, its nature, the nature of the light, is to purify the kli, meaning to cancel the kli of faith, because this is the light of knowing, so knowledge. So when it rests in the kli, it cancels the force of faith, and it wants to appear instead of faith in knowledge. Because it is so, meaning that it comes into a form of knowing in him, the light immediately departs from him. Because the light of faith, the light of chassadim, does not hold the light of chokhmah. Rather, if the light of chassadim leaves, the light of chokhmah also leaves. Thus, he should see to increasing the kli of faith, meaning the masach over the knowing. And then the abundance will not stop from him. The Creator will not depart from his sensation, his knowledge, his awareness, because he wants to be in identification with the Creator, similar to the Creator, not to see and not to feel. This is called, be careful of reaching out to him. Seeing him, it is forbidden to look at the Holy Divinity, but only to accept it, to receive it through identification, that I want to be like it. This is the meaning of each kli being deficient of light, that it's not filled by the light that it lacks. It follows that every place that it, where it lacks becomes a place for faith. Whereas if it were filled, there would be no possibility for a kli, a place for faith.
Shemati 200, that is the quote of the Masach.
Before that, we exist in the nature of the will to receive. This will to receive controls us. It controls our mind and our heart. This is what we have, a mind and a heart. And it controls us. And through the will to receive, we feel, we perceive reality. The whole of reality is captured, perceived in us through our will to receive. That degree, that state in which we exist is called the degree of this world, or the degree of the beast, the animate. If we want to rise to the degree of Adam, Adam, human, means similar to the Creator, we need, instead of the degree of knowing, to rise to the degree of faith. What does faith mean? Knowing, or the beast, the way we exist right now, is that we feel everything inside of the will to receive. The Creator exists in bestowal, in love. And if we want to rise to his degree, and this is actually our purpose, then we must acquire the force of bestowal and love, called the force of faith. Therefore, here we learn, how do we acquire this force, the force of faith, that we must acquire above the force of our reason, above the force of reception, meaning bestowal above reception or faith above reason. It is the same thing. So let's see. What does he tell us?
Yes, good morning, Rav. I see a negative reality. That's my reason. So, what does it mean to perceive everything through Kabbalah or through
the bestowal? The wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about the true perception, the true reception, not the false one that we have. It says that what we now see, we see it through our ego, through our will to receive, which is corrupted. It doesn't show us the world in which we exist. Rather, everything goes through our will to receive, and then we, accordingly, feel the corrupted reality, which goes through my ego. It's the way you see other people. You see that whatever they think, they're wrong, but they still hold on to it, and they cannot let go of their views. You look at them, and you're certain that they're incorrect. So how come you see it? Through your corruption, you can see their corruption. So you should believe that you too are in corruption, and the same with each one of us, because our ego is in oppositeness to the Creator. He created it. Bara created means Bara outside of the degree. He created it outside of himself. So what we need to do, when we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, when we search for the truth, according to the Reshimo that works in us and demands that we will come to know the truth, then we have to acquire the same sight, same vision as the Creator. That would be the true reality. This is the difference between the world of force and the world of truth. Not to see everything through my own qualities, but rather to try to rise to the qualities of the Creator and to see reality through Him, the way He sees it.
Roy.
But I see them corrupt. Okay, as you said, that everyone has this view that is not reasonable.
It says they have eyes but see not. That you need to say about yourself that whatever you now see, it is all an incorrect vision. It's as though you're looking through some device that is corrupting all of your visual faculties, color, distances, everything. You're truly squinting in all dimensions.
So I'm supposed to be what? Like pure with respect to reality or innocent?
No, you don't need to be innocent or naive. What Kabbalists advise us is to perform actions in order to calibrate your device, your sensory devices in the right way. This is considered that you are in equivalence of form with the Creator. So bit by bit, you calibrate yourself in a way that, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, you change your calibration so that you start seeing reality like the Creator. This is called rising on the degrees of our perception of reality, or through adhesion with the Creator, equivalence of form with Him. It doesn't matter how you call it, but so that your vessel of reception with which you perceive reality becomes more and more similar to how the Creator is. This is called the world of truth.
So,
that's it.
Право, этот отрывок вызывает много вопросов. Когда мы говорим, что мы должны объединиться...
Rav, this excerpt evokes many questions. When we talk about having to connect and revealing the greatness of the Creator and the connection between us, ultimately, is that not knowing only spiritually?
No, we make all kinds of efforts in order to change our qualities. I'm not going to acquire something from the outside. I have nothing on the outside that I can acquire. On the outside, it is just the upper light filling up the whole of reality. I am studying the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to correct my own qualities. Then my perception will change. Therefore, it is called the wisdom of reception, Kabbalah, the perception of reality.
Что такое тогда достичь, раскрыть Творца? Это и есть вера в высшее знание?
So what does it mean to reveal the Creator, to attain Him? Is that faith above reason, or is there some knowledge there that I don't know now?
Discover the Creator means to discover the force of bestowal filling up the whole of reality. And it is possible to discover it according to how much I as well will be in the same quality called bestowal.
Знание, это значит эгоизм, получается.
Is knowing egoism?
Knowing is the ego. And above knowing, there is faith above reason. That is the quality of bestowal, the spiritual quality. That is true.
Вот я в течение дня раскрываю себя полностью порабощенным животным вообще состоянием, заботой о себе. Как над этим выстроить вот клей отдачи от экрана, о котором мы говорим, каждый раз.
You're
asking a practical question, and it's good. How to constantly think about it? Well, as much as possible. And do it in a way that your 10 will constantly remind you that you must be in an inclination coming closer to faith above reason. That's it. And then within that you will start more and more to ask and to understand what is it that you want, what is it precisely, this way, that way. You will start to build around it some field of scrutiny. Yes.
Ну вот, когда ты раскрываешь полностью вот находящимся в животном состоянии, то есть как это я поднимаюсь над ним? Это я включаюсь в десятку, я... То есть как это...
Роце лирот это улам?
You want to see the world, reality in general, which right now you don't see. Right now you're like in a film, and you're being confused with all kinds of images, characters, qualities. You want to see reality, and this reality is called the Creator. The Creator is a field of bestowal, a field of bestowal. And love, let's say, it is a quality, right? You want to see that. In order to see that, you need to be in the same quality, just like in our world. If I want to feel something, to measure something, I need to be in the same quality as this phenomenon which I want to feel, to measure, to receive. It has to be this way, only according to equivalence of form, right? That exists between one thing and the second thing, one can feel the other. Now, the question is, how do we reach a state where We change ourselves according to the Creator. This is called to reach identification with the Creator, to be similar to the Creator.
Ну вот хочется просто переключить себя в какой-то момент каждый раз. Вот как это, как себя.
There is simply a desire to somehow every time how to change the situation.
There's no other way. You have no other device, no other instrument. If you enter the group, if you annul before them, if you want to be with them together, truly, not even distinguishing between them. Between all the friends and yourself, so that everything becomes one. By that, you begin to come closer to identification with the upper force, with the Creator. The group is simply the means with which you can do it.
Okay?
That's correct. The
Buenos días, Rad. La pregunta es, ¿cuándo una vasija se queda en recesión y cómo esta puede salir de allí rápidamente? Gracias.
The question is, what happens to a kli that is departed, as the text says, and what actions should we take to come back from that state?
That too is through connection with the friends. And to try that you will constantly help each other to be in an inclination towards faith above reason. To constantly think about how do I elevate myself from my personal feeling to the way that it appears in a quality of bestowal, in the qualities of the Creator.
Почему работа верой выше знания проявляется исключительно в группе?
Why does the work in faith above reason appear only in the group? Since we know the Creator is everywhere, He fills the entire reality. The light shines.
The Creator fills up the whole of reality. Which reality does He fill up? A reality which is 10 sefirot, not more, no less. 10. The 10 sefirot, we can let the light fill them up on the condition that we connect between us outside of our egoistic desire. We connect with others. By that, we become to some degree similar to the light, and to that extent the light appears in us. This is why without connection between us, it's not going to work. You can spend another 20 years making efforts like you were doing. I remember you all of these years. And nothing is going to help. Because you must nevertheless rise above your stubbornness and put out on your head and say, I accept whatever Kabbalists tell me. That's it. There's nothing I can do about it. There's no other way with which to be rewarded with spirituality. It's impossible. Yes, now it just opened up. So, actually, if I work with the friends, I put a screen, a masach, on my faith, and then I reach faith above reason.
You put a masach, a screen on your reason. You don't want to know. You want to be in the vessels of bestowal, in the qualities of bestowal, qualities of connection with others. That's what you're asking the Creator for. And you get some illumination that helps you to come closer to others this way. That means you're already in the quality of faith, of bestowal above reason, above reception. PT 29.
It turns out that a complete parzuf doesn't have enough of a desire to connect with the entire ten, because we cannot use.
I can't hear anything. Speak clearly if you know how to.
We need to be.
Say it in Russian.
If the parzuf needs to be complete, then a single desire of the ten is not enough. It's not enough to have just the desire of the ten. We need the connection with the upper one also.
In the ten, it may be not a ten, it may be five, three even, doesn't matter how many people, but if we connect above our ego and we turn to the Creator to help us to be together as much as possible, by that we draw the light that reforms, that connects us. To the extent that this light connects us, accordingly, we receive the ability to feel the force of faith. Hadera 1.
Hadera 1.
Here, there's an issue of the concepts here. It says that when the light comes, its nature is to purify the Kli, that is, to cancel the Kli of faith. Why is the purification of the Kli and the cancellation of the Kli of faith?
Because the light is the light of faith, and when the knowledge comes, it cancels faith. I don't need faith. That's how, between knowing and the faith, we're always rising in the degrees, left and right, left and right. PT 22.
Rav, annulment in the 10 is considered a masach over knowing.
Annulment is not yet a masach. Annulment is still when I annul myself. The masach is the force of rejection, the force of overcoming. So there are more actions for. Concept. PT 5.
Rav, can you, if possible, read this excerpt and explain it through the prism of the ten?
I think I can. Yes, everything is through the ten. Otherwise, how can you explain this? Okay, go ahead. The hizdekhut of the masach that occurs in the patsuv causes the departure of the light too that was in the patsuv. And the reason is that after the tzimtzum, the light is captured only in the kli of the masach, the rejection for the clothing, which is the rejecting force. So if the screen purifies and loses its force of rejection, the light departs. And this is the essence of the Kli. Meaning the force of the Masach is the essence of the Kli. What is the force of the Masach? When I reject all the knowing, all the feeling that wants to clothe in me directly. I don't want it. I stand on guard. Guard myself. And then the light appears. Oh, wait, hold on. I skipped a part. When the Kli departs, meaning the Masach that rejects, the light departs too. This means that the Kli is considered faith above reason. A force of bestowal, a force of bina, that's built above the vessel of reception, the kli of knowing, and then the light appears. When you reject knowing, then it actually comes above your rejection. When the light appears, its nature is to thin out the kli. It wants to annul, to cancel the restriction on the masach, meaning to cancel the kli of faith, the force of bestowal. Because this is so, meaning that it comes into a form of knowing in him, the light immediately departs from him. Because knowing is a light of fulfillment of the vessels of reception. Thus, he should see to increasing the kli of faith, meaning the masach, over the knowing, so that he will receive the knowing above. He won't let the knowing spread into his vessels of reception. And then the abundance will not stop from him. Meaning the light of chasadim will spread in him all the time, more and more. This is the meaning of each kli being deficient of light, that it is not filled by the light that it lacks. Always pushing away the light. It follows that every place of lack becomes a place of faith. When he doesn't want to receive knowledge, rather, from the knowledge he wants to build the kli of faith. He wants to be in more identification with the Creator, and the Creator is only the light of bestowal. If it were filled, there would be no possibility for a kli, a place for faith. That's why it is forbidden for him to fulfill himself. Rather, always hold himself above the kli of knowledge, the kli of knowing, as much as he can. Now, of course, all these things, I can only depict them in a 10. Because where do I practically realize bestowal? Faith. That's only with respect to the friends. Only together with them, or with respect to them. That's why this is how we build the kli. Otherwise, it won't be a kli for me. If I don't reject my knowledge, my knowing, and want to connect to my friends, I won't even have any recognition of evil with respect to where I am. In knowing rather than in bestowal.
Вот намерение вы сказали, что оно всегда в получении. А что такое чистая отдача?
You said that the intention is always towards reception. What is pure bestowal?
Bestowal means that I rise by the force of faith I received from above, and I fill others through me. It's when I receive their deficiencies. It's not my deficiencies. It's clear it's theirs, because I detached myself from the force of reception, and then I absorb their deficiencies, and I raise these deficiencies above to the Creator, and I'm asking for their fulfillment. So it happens through me. That's how we fulfill each other. Tel Aviv 1.
This means that I don't want anything for myself. I just want to be a pipeline and pass it on to them, do good to them. And I completely annul. Now, if the purpose of the Creator is to delight His created beings, what remains of me that might even enjoy this delight?
Being the pipeline, filling them, That's what you have, no more. By that you resemble the Creator and you feel that you're like Him, like the Creator.
This is the greatest possible pleasure, or?
Is there anything higher than the Creator? And excerpt 39 again, then we'll move on.
Excerpt number 39 from Bada Sulam Shamari 200, the Hizdakut, purification of the Masach.
During the day, we should also read this again a few times and talk about it when we communicate in the tens. Please.
The Hizdakut, purification of the Masach screen, which occurs in the Partsuf, causes the departure of the light too. And the reason is that after the Tzimtzum, restriction, the light is captured only in the Kli of the Masach, which is the rejecting force. And this is the essence of the Kli. When that Kli departs, the light departs too. This means that a Kli is considered faith above reason. And then the light appears. When the light appears, its nature is to purify the Kli, to cancel the Kli of faith. Because it is so, meaning that it comes into a form of knowing in him, the light immediately departs from him. Thus, he should see to increasing the Kli of faith, meaning the Masach over the knowing, and then the abundance will not stop from him. This is the meaning of each Kli being deficient of light, that it is not filled by the light that it lacks. It follows that every place of lack becomes a place for faith. Rather, if it were filled, there would be no possibility for a Kli, a place for faith.
So we'll think about it during the day. We'll read this excerpt in the meetings of the ten during the day, at least in two meetings. We'll talk about it, and even for each and every one, if you have the opportunity, read these lines again, and we'll advance on.
Elaborate on that.
Just understand how sorry he is that the whole generation is falling and disconnecting from the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the ability to attain the Creator, to discover the true reality, the goal of life, the purpose of life. When everyone falls from the degree of Adam, it may be the degree of Adam, it's not yet there, but they can reach it, and they become like beasts, only caring about their own existence in this world and this life alone. So he's saying, when I see the generation this way, I'm so sorry about it that I have no more.
Rav,
what kelim do I need in order to know what is the right way in spirituality?
If you're going to check elsewhere, if there is a right leader over there, then it's according to where is he leading his people, his goal. Not just his words, but in practice. What is he doing with them? What does he want to reach? That's what he's scrutinizing later in this introduction. Everything comes down to dissemination. Dissemination, that's the main thing. If you come to a place, to a person, a leader, it doesn't matter who he is, who isn't dreaming of disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah among the people of Israel and throughout the world. If he doesn't have that drive, he's not real. He's a liar, and he doesn't know what is the purpose of life, the purpose of creation. There's no one to talk to. In total, this is the most important point. This is the point of critique, and he scrutinizes it later. A leader is not one who simply studies or philosophizes. It's someone who dedicates his entire life to that, to pushing the world towards correction. And not someone who sits alone somewhere making unifications. It's not for our time. He doesn't understand his place and what needs to be.
Baal HaSulam has so much concern for humanity. Where does he get this concern and where does he get this power?
From his soul. Because he's reached his private end of correction. And he sees things from there. He can see where we all need to move to out of that. For him, this is the main thing. He doesn't mind coming down from his high degree to the bottom of the ladder as long as he can push everyone towards the Creator.
Rav, shalom.
Hello, Rav. You built such a big group and you really took us through such difficult states for such a long and complicated time, and with the help of the great friends also. Now there's a feeling that we've come to good states in terms of going to the next level. We've got everything. We've got sites in all the languages.
Your question.
The question is, what's missing?
What's missing is your participation as practically as possible in dissemination. This is it. Even if you don't understand what you're learning and you can't understand what they demand of you, what is faith above reason, which is the spiritual state we have to acquire, it doesn't matter. The important thing is dissemination. If we will do it with all our might, we will succeed in everything. Because in the eyes of the Creator, nothing else is needed. We are in this world in order to disseminate here the knowledge of the Creator as His representatives. That's what we have to do. And if you know more or less, you're in a higher degree. So what do you get out of being in a higher spiritual degree? I understand that you're thinking about it from the perspective of something you wish to acquire. I want to be in it. These things are not so pure. They're tainted by the ego. But if you bestow by bringing people closer to the Creator, this is the pure work of bestowal. You will receive everything from that. Because only you can do it. You're in this world, and you have a knowledge and certain contact with the Creator. That is enough to perform acts of dissemination, and then you'll receive everything you need to receive. Really. There isn't a better act of bestowal to the Creator, a greater act of bestowal to the Creator than people who disseminate His name here. PT 18.
Good morning, teacher, everyone. It's in that regard. So, when will we have better access to the general public? You think the coming generations will benefit from what we're doing now?
We have to look for new ways each time. What the Creator has given us, within that framework, we have to think, we have to see how to bestow. But these restrictions were given from above, and when the Creator limits us in this way, I don't see it as a limitation, I see it as guidance. When He places before me a certain block and I cannot move forward, I have to look for another path that He opened. It's certain that He opened a new path, which is more correct, more needed, and I have to follow that. And not to say, oh, that's it, everything stopped, there's nothing to do. What do you mean stopped? How can it be such a thing that we don't advance toward the end of correction? Meaning we must scrutinize, how do we constantly advance?
Говорите об участии в распространении и вопрос, а почему вот товарищи много лет учатся и не учатся?
Why the friends who study many years and don't participate justify it? I don't know enough, we're not connected enough. I'm trying to understand how to help such friends, although they've been here many years and they're not doing anything.
He will spend his entire life on study and nothing will come out of it. I'm telling you, you'll reach, you'll come to the next world and you'll look back at your life in this world. And what will you have? Did you cause this broken vessel of Adam Rishon to advance a little bit? 1 millimeter toward the goal, toward correction, or not? Answer that. That is a question. Did you do it or not? You can say, no, I didn't reach spiritual degrees. No one talks about spiritual degrees. In your degree, did you cause that a little bit? If not, go back to another round.
Раф, вот из того, что вы говорите, складывается впечатление, что
from what you say, there's an impression that the point in my heart awakened only in order to bring the friends to the Creator, and I feel that the Creator doesn't need me at all.
Right, because the Creator wants only one thing: for you to direct the whole world to Him. And each one should do the same. This is the true form of bestowal, the right one, the correct one. For that, He broke the vessel, pushed us apart, so we would care about bringing everyone else to the Creator, and by ourselves demand nothing. Excellent. And with such an intention, let's hope we'll have a different day, a good day.